Egyptian Gods and Pharaohs by Robert Swindles.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Long, long ago, in the time before pharaohs and mummies and pyramids, there lived in the land of Egypt a race of hunter-gatherers. They lived in small groups which were forever fighting one another. When times were particularly hard, these first Egyptians sometimes even ate each other. They lived on a broad strip of fertile land which lay along the banks of a great river called the Nile. Beyond this fertile strip, pressing in on both sides, was the desert, a seemingly endless ocean of shifting, sun-blasted sand where nothing grew and no creature could survive. Two things kept the people of Egypt alive. The river, which flooded once a year to spread a layer of rich black silt across the strip, and the sun, which shone down on the wild fruits and grains in the silt and caused them to grow. The river banks, with their lush stands of papyrus reed, teemed with birds and animals which ate these fruits and grains, and which in turn were eaten by the hunters. As time went on, the Egyptians learned how to till the soil and grow crops in it. They began to domesticate animals too, so that gradually they ceased to be hunter-gatherers and became farmers instead. Life became a little easier. People didn't need to roam about.